Imam Pirush gave Mishum da Seife le Havel Motzel Meima. So why couldn't Rashi apply the Ahi to the Seife? To the Seife? In other words, if the Mishnah just mentioned the Seife, that I maybe get about the soil in Tzorich, I would say only the Aviv. So why can't Rashi apply the Ahi to the Seife? Mishum da Seife le Havel Meima Hanen Mila David. Do behedi kotone in Tzorich. If Ahi has reference to the Reishe doesn't say in Tzorich. On the contrary, the Reishe deals with Midas Hayam. The implication is, Ho, Mindino, Mindino, Be'arz Yisroel, is Loitzor. But the Mishnah doesn't spell it out in the Reishi, Mindino, Mindino, Be'arz Yisroel, Loitzor. All that the Mishnah says and spells out in the Reishi is, Hamei Biget, Mindino, 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 Sayam, so Yisroel, Loitzor. So he says, so Mimele, we can say that the implication, Ho, Mindino, Mindino, Be'arz Yisroel, Loi, means, the Eved Loi, if he already delivered again, and he didn't witness. So we don't require him. We don't require him to go back and have another get written in his presence. In his presence. But if Hayi has reference to the Sefer spells it out explicitly. Hameini get be'at Yisroel ein tzorich. What is ein tzorich? Ein tzorich has the connotation of the Chatzchila. Ein tzorich, even though according to Rashi's Pshat, it could be explained. Why couldn't Ein Tzorich be explained that way? In other words, Hamei v'get be'arz Yisroel, Mindino l'mdino be'arz Yisroel, Ein Tzorich, he doesn't have to go back. Ein Tzorich, not Ein Tzorich at the very outset before it's written Ein Tzorich, but Ein Tzorich to go back and have another get written. He could, but it's not so pashut. It's not so, it wouldn't be so smooth. Oh, so he says, because it's more implies that if the Mishnah had mentioned that, so what does it mean? So the same thing, that not the one we are dealing with, because after all the Gemara started to discuss the Reish, how many get dealing this Ayam, so the Reish is the one that the Gemara discusses. So when he says imahi that, not the one that the Makshin discusses. So what is it the same? But according to Rashi, imahi that refers to the Reishe, and the Reishe happens to be that clause of the Mishnah that is the subject matter of discussion, the Bismedrash. So Mimele, the term that, where you use the expression that in respect to something that is not Lefaneinu. But the Reishe is the subject matter in the Bismedrash that is Lefaneinu. All right, that's not such a kasha. Umi we washing ima ahi lemashmach v'nire liyesh liyashiv. In other words, Tosefta says no. Since the Gemara uses the term ima ahi, if that had been mentioned, and that means the other part of the Mishnah, not the part that you are discussing now. So how could we say the Eved? The Orchid Shaiach Mishnah Tzav Eved. Klima in tzorich litle imenu kishloyom v'fonechtu v'fonechtam. The Omer likamon kitzat yase yitlenu imenu v'yazav yitlo b'fnishnayim v'yiru v'fonechtu v'fonechtam. So what it mean? In tzorich litle imenu kishol yomar b'fonai nechtav ufen nechtam. The omar likamon kitzat yase yitlenu imenu v'yarzer v'yitlo b'fnishnayim v'yiru v'fonechtu v'fonechtam. So in other words, so we could say that the pshat in the sefer is imai the Mishnah mentioned the sefer. Hamim get about Yisroel in tzorich. So what does it mean in tzorich? B'deavet in tzorich litle imenu. Not in tzorich leima, but in tzorich litle imenu. In other words, if he didn't witness it, so in tzorich litle imenu. Aber koshet, I'm going to be shkoy beis, I'm going to get nisayam, v'nechtam posu. Upo b'mor diyon echod ezine, hamim get. That is tzorich leima, b'fone nechtam, b'fone nechtam. So it's already mentioned in the Mishnah first perik. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us in the second perik again that if he didn't say it's possible? So if the Mishnah had only told us the halach in the first perik, so k'mashmalon that in the Eved it's possible. Ve'ichav v'motzal emeima hoche ho amrinon hoche v'ilo itone l'chad bo ve'av amine be'at Yisroel l'chatchile tzorich michlal v'nesayam afil b'devet name tzorich. So how could we say that if not for the Mishnah second perik, I would say only chatchile? But in the first perik itself, it's mentioned twice. So Mimele, we know that in the Eved it is possible. So why is it necessary to mention it a third time in the second perik? ויש לי מעד עם אחד איתו נאוכי. תראי בו, ולא שמי לדעת ישראל הפוכה תחילים צוריך, אם כי מה שאתם רוצים למימה, לא ליצור מדס הים, היינו לך תחילה, אבל דבת כושר, לא אחרי צריך מספיס נפיר גבייץ, ואית ניר לרידו אחרי פירושי, אני מלדבת של אירו, כסי וסגט, וכסי מוסי, דיוכל להתנועו בארץ ישראל, אבל לך תחילה צור שאירה, כסי וסגט, וכסי מוסי, נשיכולים על כפון הנכתב, כל מה שמי ליצור, איך. Now, so the he explains it, that me, Imai, has reference to the same. But how can you say have a mini David? So he says have a mini David shall we rock him again. But it happens that Rashi also explains that way, and still Rashi applies it. The Mahi applies to the Rashi. So Rashi, since Rashi explains it manage the same way as the Ri, he certainly could have applied it to the Sefer. The answer is that even though Rashi explains it in the same way as the Ri, he still felt that the Reisha that explicitly says I may get about this royal name, sorry, could not have reference to the situation where he already was sent, he came with the get. So, because the Ein Tzorich, the plain, the literal connotation of Ein Tzorich is that at the very outset, he doesn't have to bother with the Nechtel V'Nechtam. Not that if he already delivered, so he doesn't have to bother, but at the very outset. Wait, Neil, read all the Perusha, and the name of the Lord, the Simose, the Yochalit Labeat Israel, our Chathila Tzor, she likes the Zagat of Simose, he is Shukulayim of Nechtel, come as we Tzor here. Sayam, in the rocks, I get some more saying, you'll be a little low. We may be in the way, have a minute to share. You know, you must listen very ways. Mash the material, and I'm a pillar, come I say. So, in other words, according to the Ri, we can apply Imahi to the same. But Rashi, even though Rashi explained it, that they have it in the same way as the Ri, but he still felt that it couldn't be applied to the same. Because the literal meaning, the literal connotation of the Eved, of the Eved is something else. Yes, what is it?
The Eved and Rashi are a little different than the Ri, because the Ri that the Eved is, if you didn't see it, then I feel like you're reading it.
No, so the Ri says, Hanu mila David shall rock since I get to Simosi. The Yochel Yitnu lo be'arz Yisroel. And what does Rashi say? Rashi also says the same thing. Imai, they demai sin in Dina be'arz Yisroel, lo yu lichtaf lifon. Lo yu
ro. He says they already brought it. That's the way the Ri explains the Dina Sinan.
You mean he already brought it, you mean? Yeah. Well, there is a difference, you mean. There is a difference between the Ri's pshat and Rashi's pshat. Because Rashi says, Hanimu David, that the Maise, he already brought it. And he says, Hanimu David, not that he already brought it, but Shaliro Ksimisaget, Uximose. The Yochel Litno Lobeat Israel. Abu Hatrile Tzor Shire Ksimisaget, Uximose, Kilishi Yuchalima before Lechta. Commercial Litzor. So, ובמדינת הים, אם לא ירוק שנסגת עכשיו מוסי, אין יוכל להוביל להתנאי. Oh, ואם אין מבינוס לנו נחשב, all right, there is that difference. But still, we could, even the way Rashi explains it, so why doesn't Rashi explain that they have it the same way as the Ri, and apply it to the Sefer? Because Rashi felt that even that would not be in consonance with the literal meaning of the Eved. In the name, you are right. I mean, there is a difference. Kim di kele rigoli, mishkashlich. Vi aval gad vil yimachoye shol yifonu famdinu mechet kusabatim. Stam yudu rigoli kishaschirem dome. Vil ahave machoye, hayne mishum shein amarzik darki larzir. Imosu machoye. Aval hoche, shemarzir asacharidim makir nesmeseidi, achasim meseidi mitzuy likai. So in other words, what was this discussion? Here the Gemara says that since they are rigolim, so mishkashlich. There is enough transportation and communication. So the kashi is, Ligabi cheskas gimul shonim. Ligabi cheskas gimul shonim. So the aloche is, if Shimon had possession for 3 years in Ruvain's sode, and Ruvain did not make any protest within the 3 years, so then he gets title. So that is based upon the Rai. The fact that the Morikame acquiesced in the possession by Shimon for 3 years without protesting and contesting it, so that shows that the tiny of the marzik of Shimon is a true tiny. Because what is it then that Rubin sold it to him? Where's the star? The star he lost. It's already 3 years. So if If evidence is introduced that shows that the truth in the Morikame acquiesced for 3 years, didn't make a protest, didn't contest the possession by Shimon, so it's a raya that he had sold it, because if he hadn't sold it to Shimon, why should he acquiesce? It's not natural for a person to acquiesce in somebody else's possession if he hadn't sold it to him. So now, but suppose Adim testify that they heard that Reuven made a protest in their presence. So we say that protest that is shaloi bifonov of Reuven, of Shimon, is not a protest. What does it mean, shaloi bifonov? So shaloi bifonov doesn't mean that in order to negate the chazoke of Shimon, so he must make the protest mamish in the presence of Shimon. Because even if he doesn't make it in mamish in the presence of Shimon, if he expresses his protest against Shimon's possession in the presence of two Eidim, even though it wasn't in the presence of Shimon himself, so it's considered like a protest, like a machoye, in the presence of Shimon. Because chavre is like, people like to talk. And if Reuven expresses his protest in the presence of two Eidim, so then the presumption is that these two Eidim, that this protest has received the notice of Shimon, because Chavre Chavre Islei. So when can we say Chavre Chavre Islei if there is perfect peace and goodwill between Yehud and God? But if the government in Yehud and the government in Goliel do not get along, so then we do not say Chavre Chavre Islei, because the Reuven the Morikame, he expressed his protest in the presence of two Eidim in Yehudah. But how can Shimon be expected to receive notice of this protest? After all, there isn't such wonderful transport communication between Yehudah and Goliel, because they don't get along. Stam Yehudah with Goliel is kishas chirim dome. So we say that there isn't real communication between Yehud and Goliel, ordinarily. And here we say, given the Keilah and Goliel, Mishkash Rechei, even though Yehud and Goliel had local governments, and the two governments didn't get along, so Mele, there wasn't good communication between the people in Yehud and people in Goliel. So why do we say, Ligabe for Nechtam, they say it's in the So they say, Haim Mishum Shin Amar Zik Darki Larzer, and Mosom Achoy. אבל הוכה שמחזרס החרדים המכירים חסים לסעידים יצאים לקיימי. The fact that Yehuda and Goliel, they didn't get along, but it wasn't, there was no real conflict between them. So the mainly number of people who ever wanted to go from Yehuda to Goliel went. Now, daily regal, so they were mechuyev to Beil and regal. So the mainly, in spite of the bad relationship that existed between Yehuda and the governments of Yehuda and Goliel, So many people did go from one place and the other, but there wasn't transportation with ease. Only those who had to go went. Someone who didn't have to go didn't go because Yehuda and Goliel didn't get along. But those who had to go did go, and they could get permission to go. So Mimele, since there were a number of people who used to travel from Yehuda to Goliel, those they regal. So Mimele, it was between Likami. Mashenkein Ligabi Machoye, so no one feels the burden of having a conversation with the Eidim in whose presence the Morikame expressed his protest. So Mimele, we do not say that presumably the Marzik had notice of the protest by the Morikame. Wie denn? Wir kann mal schwei fragen, aber wir khuze, die neide was rache bifnei, von der nacht mich schon schone, oder beim khuze mir haben mach heute. Wie ich lei ma, die hosse ma von ihm habe ich nicht mehr dem schel gemein. So je wohl mal sich. Wir kommen kim da hal khosam je mal achen. Wir haben hab wesley, die da mir hosam, aber in kium, kim die neide, wo je mo ze kium ki sie so haben. Because in order that the marzik, that the Marzik should get notice of the Machoye, of the Morikame, he can hear it through hearsay too. And so Mimele, even though people are always going, they're moving, but Chavre Chavre is late. So the one who goes to another place, so he tells another person who remains in the same place, Mimele, He conveys the information, the message. But so there is, so we presume that the Malzik had notice of the Morkames Machoye. Mashinkin here he must get the two people who recognize the signatures, and it cannot be done through hearsay. So Mimele, since Mechuze, they are always mobile and they always keep on traveling and going, and you can never reach them for a certain time, so Mimele, it's impossible to authenticate the signatures. ויום רבי יצחק ירחס ויסבר את ישראל ורבי יצחק נמי ישלחי יד ואת ישראל לא יסו כי בחוץ לא הרס בי סעד מון ינם מצורך לרבי כים דיפקי לשמור שמקפין זה על זה וכם לידו אבי תווי מכם לידו וגוליל רבי יסלי לרובי ואם תימר מי צורך לרבי לפני נכתב מהגמוני להגמוני ורבי לך יש להחלופי כים די יודענו למהנה ויש להם על דם התחילו לא יום יסק לפני נכתב משום יחלופי אבל כים דיפקינו משום לשמור מדינס היה תקנו שיימה בכל מוקים על בארץ ישראל בקוז אבל פלוג אלא מי בנאי אליל כי משנה כמדי כאלה רגולים מי שכשריכה לאב מוסלים בואי מי בנאי דק קטי כבנאי מכמיס לא יקביר בת הדינים אוי שמקפין זה לזה but now the Gemara says Rabbi Yisrei the Rove so the Gemara is the Kashe my Bina right I thought that I would be able to cover the Gemara all right so then on Tuesday you should be prepared on the Gemara up to the Avogam Beis. Now, I may be getting this a yam and you're going for the next one. In the Asian of Vedin is kind of his work. There's a next mission. So if somebody is little, he's getting this a yam and he cannot say for the next one. So then it requires Kiyu. Chsima say, without him from the Achti Fanech. Va'avinam bo, mai v'ni yochel eima. What does it mean v'ni yochel eima? Ila ime cheresh, cheresh ba'asui, good to So, is cheresh a bachoche of the river in Kiket? Va'atnam, hakot shirin lo vizakir, tchur, 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 Because he's not Vashniches. So what kind of Cheresh is not qualified to be a Shliach? Only a Cheresh in Shemeya ben Midabe, if he is deaf and mute. But suppose he's mute, but he's not deaf. He's mute and delay. He's kosher as a Shliach. Now, why doesn't the Gemara apply this Mishnah of Eini Yochel to a Nilei? And you in Wisconsin, you should have this is cash. So, what have you said? What have you said? Kicking Shinos no law, you should be Kayach. Will he speak Lima before the death of the Nech? Ashmes Hamish. So, in Yochel means he became deaf and mute. Deaf and mute. And it does not mean just he became mute, so then we wouldn't have any cash of that the Cheresh Mikotten is possibly Shliches because since it says the expression Vini Yochel, so the expression Vini Yochel implies that now is a special reason arose as to why you cannot see for Nechta for Nechta. If the Mishnah is referenced to Nilayim, so it's not Vini Yochel now, because he was never able to talk. So the boy may mark again Nilayim, or shall rock since I get Tim Kabul Mima Vloma. And here the Mishnah uses the Loshin Vini Yochel. In other words, something developed now. The last minute, something developed. Originally, he was able, but he became handicapped and he became disabled later on. So what does it mean? It means that he was a cheresh, but a cheresh all the time, so then he's possibly shliches. So I'm Rav Yizim, what am I asking on? Ki she nos like she bekeach, vel yis bekeim ov fun nechte fun nechtam, at she mischarish. Li rove mich, li rabbe kash. So according to Rav, we understand. Because even though he cannot sing fun nechte fun nechtam, he became a cheresh, he cheresh gomor, and he mitabe vini shemeya. But if Edim are mekayim dechsime, so it is good enough. Because all that is necessary is to be sure that the shtar wasn't forged, that the chzimah seidim wasn't forged. So that can be authentic, verified, by Kiyum. But according to Rabbi, so it's necessary to verify that the get was written Lishmo. If Eidim Amikayim Dechsime, so we know it wasn't forged. But how do we know that it was written Lishmo? Now, what is difficult with this Gemara, why did the Gemara inject this whole thing? That's a difficulty in itself. It has nothing to do with Rabindra. So just because the Gemara had a certain kashe on this Mishneh, so the Gemara has to inject it here. What's the bearing of this? So the Mashor, there is a Mashor. And what the Mashor says is really mentioned in the Ritva and the Gemara further. But the Ritva mentions the same Yisod and the Gemara Dafei on the base. But the Mashor mentions this Lomdes in regard to this Gemara. I mean, this Gemara is very strange. Why did the Gemara all of a sudden inject the whole Shakla Vitalia of Maivin Yochim? All right, that is difficult. It's nothing to do with this Kashi. So if the Gemara injects it here, apparently it has a bearing. It has a bearing in our Gemara. Now, what's the Shaykhis of this Gemara of Maivin Yochim and in our Gemara? So the Mashal explains it very well. Now look at the Mashal. What's the name? The hash that you look like in the Cheresh, Shehu Dochuk, Shehu Nosu Leike Shehu Kiyach, Avo Yavu Meitlein Bile, Imoi Shehu Ro, Supra Bepshit Estre, the Nosu Leike Anki Kishu Ro, the Ro, the Shlich Ezdi Badas, Uvitvrei Vizyashi, Mashe Makshino, Lomri Lasui, Hohev Avinu. What's the Shaykhes? ויאמר רבי יצחק לוח מסקינו, דמיקוף דברי זה איך שיהיה תיק של הרבי. Whatever the pshat is, but it's not negiye. This gemara. So just because you have a problem with understanding the Mishnah, so you have to mention it here, there are many other things that have to be explained in the Mishnah. Amayti, דמיקוף דברי זה איך שיהיה תיק של הרבי. Amayti is גלי מקים בחיזמה. כמו שקוס בחידוש הרשב. ויש לי מה, ויהיה ומיסוק משאבי. בילן, הווניחה גם לרבי. Kitten die Hubadas, gab ihm loye imad nicht auf Lishmo, joche nicht die Bechsab, die nicht auf Lishmo, aber mich um Kiyum, kim die Kiyum stolz sei des Mikre, kid loy kamen, dem haitai me boi im ifne Gimu, loy saglom bixi was sei ilai, shed bifon av nichta, dem i piem loy im pixovo, loy yo di voche, o echot she keise bifon av nichta, mishnai mikim stolz, di bino mi piem loy im pixovo, אבל הש לדעו כוח למסיק מל בחרש, ויודי וכסיבו עושה, שנכתב לשמוע מהמרו עושה, כי משאין לי בדע. So he says, if the reason is why the Gemara injects all this shot in Italy here, is because if we could apply the Mishnah to him, then there wouldn't be any difficulty according to Rav. There wouldn't be any difficulty, because then we could say that Veini Yochel means anyway, So the halacha is, so if it is an ilein, so then if we could apply the Mishnah to an ilein, then there wouldn't be any problem with Rabbi. Because even though he's an ilein, in other words, now can an ilein say before an echter, before an echter? He cannot say it, but he can put it down in writing. So what's the chisom ba'edis? What's the chisom ba'edis? If he puts down the writing, maybe an Olympic summer. So the Rashbo says, that depends. According to Rabbi's time, that the Haggadah from an Echtam is based upon Lishmo, so then it doesn't require Edis. Because Pim Piksovom is a Chisom in Edis. But in Edechodem Bisum, is there a Psul of Pim Piksovom? And if an Edechod will testify by writing a letter, that this chatiche is chilev or shumen, it will also be just as good. In Eides, there is aloche of the Piyam will pick up. So, Memele, so it's a big chidesh in the Rashi. But the Ritva says the same thing on the next domain. If we say that the Haggadah from an Echtam is based upon Lishmo, now the Gemara is the Kashi. So, that should require to Eidim Idor Shevel Post Mishnayim. So the Gemara says, Rif Kimei. So, V'rabonon De'atzrech. So that means the whole Haggadah of determining that it's Lishmo. He's only Mirabanon, so he doesn't require all the dinim of Eidus. So Mimelim Piksalim is also good. Piksalim is also good. True, even that required Midraises, so then because of the Aloha Vindomashe Be'avo, it would require Eidus. It would require Eidus. But since Midraise, it doesn't require any Eidus. Because they've came in. And it's only with Rabbanon. So Mimele, Mishumigin Akila with Rabbanon, that it should have the din of Isurim. So Mimele, it does not have a Chalei Shem Eides. It's like Isurim. In Isurim, some Piksavim is good. Masha'in came according to Rovestam, that if Shneidim Tzuyim Likaime, even according to Rove, so it's only required with Rabbanon, because Midrai said, Machsum Ashtashkan is in Bezen. But since it's an Indian of Kim Shtores, Kim Shtores requires Eides. True, here there is a special kule. The Gemara also says here mishumikuna akil rabbanon that even a dechot should be good. So mishumikuna akil rabbanon that an idechot also has a din of edus. In kolatere kule, so edus only if you have a gode of two, it has a din of edus. But if you have a gode of one, it does not have a din of edus. And here the chachamim are making that even one and even an ishe. And even a niche should also be kosher. But it's kosher with Eraseides. Since it's kosher with Eraseides, so maybe there is a psul of Piksom. This is how we explain it. This is the reason as to why the Gemara injects all this Shakla Vitaria. What was the Shaykhes? Who is interested in understanding this Mishnah? Right now we are interested with Rab and Rab. So the answer is this. The Gemara has to mention it. The Gemara has to mention that this Mishnah cannot have reference to anilin. Because if it had reference to anilin, so then on the contrary, according to Rabbi it would be good, and according to Rabbi it would be difficult. But we already pointed out that the Mishnah does not have reference to anilin. Because if the Mishnah had reference to anilin, then the Mishnah wouldn't use the expression in Yochel. But the Mishnah would say, Viloyoma. Or in Yochel Emer. And then, according to Rabbi, so then the Gemara wouldn't ask a kasha according to Rabbi. Then the Gemara could ask a kasha. Then the Gemara could ask a kasha according to Rove. But since we already established, we already pointed out that in Yochel does not mean Yochel, but in Yochel means cheresh. And what does it mean, cheresh? It doesn't mean that he is all the time cheresh. So then he cannot even be a shliach. But it means he became a cheresh in midav v'nishemeya at last moment. So memele is l'rove niche l'rabikash. So this is... So we don't, even according to Rabbi, the Shliach doesn't have to make any agode, and according to Rabbi, it doesn't have to make any agode. It's only Rabbi. But according to Rabbi, it is because of Lishmo. If it's because of Lishmo, so then it doesn't require a din of Eidus. So the Mishumigun Akil Rabbanon is that it's like Yisur. Even though it's a Dovah Shebe'alvo, but since it's only Rabbanon, so the Chachomim treat it as Yisur. If they treat it as Yisur, some Pesolim is also good. But if the tam is because of Yifon and Nechtam, and if the tam of Yifon and Nechtam is because of Kiyum, so even though that itself is Midrabanon, because Midrai said Machson Shtaskal is Midbezin, but since it has a Chalei Shem Kiyum, so maybe it requires Eides. True, that Nidachon is Nemon and Nisho is Nemenes. So here the Chachomim were Meikil and said that even the Agode of Nisho has a Din of Agode Seides. Agode Seides. But it has a Chalei's Din of Agode Seides. Even when it's given by the Ishu. So Mimele, since it is a Chalishem, if I'm going to say this, so Mimele, it is Mipiksovim is known. This is what the Rashi says. I mean, this is what the Rashi says.
Well, according to Rabbi, should you also need Eidus? If I'm going to say this, because you say Rabbi, you played a Rabbi.
Oh, but this is... All right, Enoch Nami.
Right,
so
he
said, Enoch Nami, Enoch Nami. But the reason as to why, Enoch Nami, the reason as to why the Gemara mentions the Avinim Bo, Halo, the Avinim Bo, Maiven Yochel Eimar, is because before the Maskone, the Trabe is later on. So then, if we could apply it to Ilay, so then there wouldn't be any difficulty, according to Rabbi. Of course, according to Maskola of the Gemara, that Rabbi is like Rabbi, so then the Rabbi would also be difficult. But the Gemara is saying that, that according to Havamine, if Rabbi is less like Rabbi, then there wouldn't be any kashe against Rabbi on the basis of the Shmo. Yes. All right. So mainly it would be good because im yeshal veidim is kind of chesmo. Im yeshal veidim is kind of chesmo. So mainly that would verify that it's niskayim, that it wasn't forged. All right. So now the Ritva says the same chiddush, and the Gemara further. Because the Gemara on the second Dome, it says, mentions the machlekes between Rabbi Shimri and Rabbi Yechanan b'fnei kamo neisnor. So, chad Dome b'fnei shnayim, chad Dome b'fnei shleishim. So the Gemara said, lemi b'hokam b'fnei. Man Dome b'fnei shnayim, because of lishmo. So merely doesn't require bezin. Man Dome b'fnei shleishim, he holds like Rove. That is because of kiyum. So kiyum requires bezin. That's what, the Gemara says, no. Because first of all, mit Rabbi Shir ben Levi kosov am shim lishmo, so Rabbi Yechanan kosov am shim lishim lekaime, veit Rabbi Yisrael Rove. All right. But then the Gemara says, so the Ritva is a kashi here. Why did the Gemara in the Havam say that the mando maruig who bases the pfonechtum for the nechtam or kam lishmo, so then it doesn't require three people, only requires two, and only the mando maru bases the pfonechtum for the nechtam and the tam of kiyum, he requires ratio. But even not from the point of view of lishmo, but since Adim have to testify that it is lishmo, and so Kabbalah say this requires bezin. So even from the point of view of lishmo, it should require shleisho, because the kakolis chachomim was that the shliach has to testify. So bezin has to be become leides. I'm going to say this bechutz in the street. Shalim b'fne bezin is not in mivare. Only I'm going to say this be bezin is in mivare. So that's the ritva's kashya. V'chi teime u'man domal v'shimkin lishmo amai sagi b'beis tvei min man domal v'shimkin kaimei v'dohoche v'hosom kabolesedes mali kabolesedes v'nachsimes mali kabolesedes v'nachsimes shim lishmo, because the takonis chachomim was that we need a kabolesedes to establish that it was written lishmo. So memele there has to be kabolesedes, not just a kabolesedes. V'yesh leima v'man domal v'shim lishmo midine shliach nemo v'yidechot nemo v'yisur il avtaim et ha'vidova sh'be'av u'chi domal il ומי הוא משמיקין העיקילו בו, ויוסו איס הזה כשאור איסורי, וידך עוד נמון. וכי מדיטיימי של ידך עוד נמון הוא, אין צורך שלישה של מצינו עד המעיד על איסיה, שהיא צורך לא יהיה בפני גימו. דהיני כי כבור הסיידס. ובדין הוא דאפילו תרי נאמר לבויה, אלא משמחום כדי ששיס, הצריכו שיהיה מרדובה בפני בייס, כדי שישליח ניסקה. אבל מנדום המשם קיום, שליח אלי נמון, משמידך עוד, שהוא נמון בייסיה. אלא תיימי של ידידי קיום שטורס לבויה, אלא דרבון הוא דעצך. So the Ritva says that. In other words, that if the tam is because of lishmo, so it doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes, because the Haggadah of Yidachot Nem Bisum doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes b'fnei Bezin. That's Halochi Neydes, al Pishnai Meidin. As a matter of fact, the Ramban mentions in the name of Hasadi Goyen, in his Perush, and Chumash, al Pishnai Mishleisho Yokum Dovo, so Hasadi Goyen says, so the Gemore in Makkes deduces from this, what it means, Shnai Mishleisho? If Shnaim is enough, so why do the Torah have to mention Shleisho? So the Gemara deduces the Aloha of Nim Zechel Korev Apostle. So it is Klum Tulo, just the Shnaim. So if one is a Korev or Apostle, so then it's bottled, because we have only one eight left and one is not enough. So even Shleisho or Meyo, if one turns out to be a Korev or Apostle, so it is Klum Tulo. So the Gemara deduces it. But Rav Sadi Goyen says that the Pshutish of Mikro is Al Pishnaim Shleisho, that means Shnaim, Eidim. Shnayim Eidim, or Pishnayim Shleisha Eidim Yumas Ameis. So in other words, that Shnayim Hagodah say this, and Shleisha for Kabbalah say this. That requires Shleisha, requires Bezin. So it's Aloche in Eides, that Eides requires Kabbalah say this by Bezin. But by Dechot and Bizum, we don't require Kabbalah say this. So if Nidechot testifies in the street, not with the Bezin, it's also a sufficient bill. So the Mele says, if the time of Nechtam is because of lishmo, then the mishum gina kol be rabbonon is that it doesn't have to, it's not subject to all the din mavedes. It doesn't require Kabbalah Seydes. But if it is because of Nisimli Kaimei, then it requires Kabbalah Seydes. So that Chiddush is really mentioned by the Vidur. But even though this Yisod that the Rashbo mentions is mentioned by the Ritvo, but I don't know whether what the Masho says in its context is the way the Ritvo says in Makis. So what the Masho says? The Masho says that the reason is why the Gemara says Vavinim Baalo, to point out that if we could apply the Mishneh to Anilei, then there wouldn't be any difficulty against Rabbi's Din of Lishma. Because then on the contrary. So according to Rabbi, he could write down the before and after before and after. Masha'im came, if it is based upon Kiyu, so then he couldn't write down. So in other words, the Masho is assuming that if two Eidim, The Masho is assuming that if two Eidim would come to Bezin and testify in the Momenes, and instead of testifying orally, they would put down in writing, they wouldn't talk. So then the Agoda is not a good Agoda. The Ritvo in Makkah says that we PM will in Piksovo, but I mean the Masho is alright. I'm trying to explain the Masho. The Ritvo in Makkah says that the PML in Piksovom only implies that if two Eidim don't come before Bezin, they don't appear in person before Bezin, they send the letter to Bezin, and they in the letter they mention the Agoda, then it's not good. But suppose, let's say the doctor told the Eidim, you have to minimize in talking. Because he has his sore throat, so the doctor told Eidim that they should minimize in talking. And then they come to Bezin, and as they stand before Bezin, in order not to talk, not to use their mouth and their lips, so they are on a piece of paper, they testify. So then the Ritva says, the Agoda is a good Agoda. Mipiyem velo in piksovom only means that it's not good if they send the letter to Bezin. Rashi in Chumash says, Mipiyem velo in piksovom, shalu yishlachu higeres lebezin. That's Rashi says in Chumash. But if they appear in person, but instead of testifying orally, they testify in writing, because they don't want to talk, they don't want to use their mouth. The doctor told them not to minimize the talking. Then it's a good agoda. So the question is, how does the Masho say that if the time is because of an eating between the kind, so then if an ilan will put say the before and after in writing on a piece of paper before Bezin, So then it will not be good, because according to Ovestam of the Infilmi Kaimi, then it requires I gotta say this, and by this there is Aloha Mipil Miksovom, but the Ritva says Makis, that Mipil Miksovom is only Shayach if they send a letter to Besen. When the Eidim themselves don't appear in person, but if the Eidim themselves appear in person, but instead of testifying with their mouth, with their lips, so they testify by means of writing, then it's alright. No, but then the Mashoi is right. You see, because Rabnetam Shite is that if Eidim send a letter to Besden, so the Agoda is a good Agoda. So how does he say Mipiyam Lipiksovom? How does he explain the Droshe of Mipiyam Lipiksovom? So that is reference Prat Lilim. That's Rosh Nagmore Mishorze. Mipiyam Lipiksovom Prat Lilim. Or Ashake Yagid Prat Lilim. He won't Droshe. One droshe is Asher Yagid Prat Lilim, one droshe is Mipiyam Miksovom Prat Lilim. So that means, so according to Rabbi Tam, only if he's incapable of talking, then he cannot testify by sending a letter to Besden. But if he's capable of talking, and he sends a letter to Besden, then the Agoda is good Agoda. Rashi and most Rashiim Achilik on Rabbi Tam, and they say that Mipiyam Velim Piksovom, so is possible even if he's allowed to talk, even if he's capable of talking. But the din that Rabbi Tam mentions is true according to Rashi too. According to Rashi, there are two halachas, and then we'll be able to understand as to why we have two droshes. One droshe is Mipiyam Velim Piksovom, and one droshe is Asher Yagid Prat Lilim. In other words, because it's two separate halachas. The halacha of Mipiyam Velim Piksovom. The halacha of Mipiyam Velim Piksovom implies according to Rashi that Agode, that is, if the Eidim don't appear in Besden in person, so that Agode is not good. Now let's say, suppose the Eidim will collab Besden. As a matter of fact, it will be the same psul, according to the longness of the Ritvoi Makis. Suppose Eidim will collab Besden. They happen to be in another country, in a distant place. So they'll collab over the telephone, and they'll talk to Besden, and there'll be a hookup, so every member of the Besden, so we'll be able to hear what the Eidim say. So, and they will testify over the telephone. It will not be good. It will be the same psul as Mipiyam Velim Piksovom. Because according to what the Ritva says in Makis, Mipiyam Velim Piksovom doesn't imply that it has to be all testimony with the mouth, with the lips, not in writing. If the Eidim appear in person, but they refuse to talk, instead they put it in writing, so then it's all right. So Mipiyam Velim Piksovom implies that if they send the letter, so that means if the Eidim don't appear in person before Besden, so then it's not Agode. So Mimele, even if they testify with the mouth, but over the telephone, they don't appear before Besden, so it's the same psul. That's one psul. And then there is another psul that even Rabbi Tam agrees, if he's not able to talk. Now here, we are talking of someone who is an Ilei. So then, the Marshal is right. The only inaccurate statement, that's Lavdavke, because the Marshal mentions Mipiyam Velim Piksovom, he should mention Asher Yagid Prat Lilim, rather than Mipiyam Velim Piksovom. That's the only inaccurate thing in the Marshal. But what the Marshal says is right. But this is how the Marshal explains the Gemara. V'avinam bo mai v'in yochel eima. Why does the Gemara have to mention it? So he explains it, the reason is why the Gemara mentions this, to point out that the only reason is why there is a kasha against Rabbi's din of Imkir Lishmo is because we cannot apply the Mishnah to the case of Ilim. But if we could apply the Mishnah to the case of Ilim, then there would be no kasha against Rabbi's Stam of Lishmo. Then there wouldn't be any kasha against Rabbi's Tam of Lishmo. Against Rabbi's Tam of Lishmo. This is how the Marshal explains it. But the Rashbo raised the same question. Why did the Gemara inject all of a sudden? Va'avinambo, Maive Yochleima, what's the relevance of this explanation? It's not Nigeye, this Gemara. And let's see what the Rashbo says. Oh. לראה עבירות המלחם, לראה ביקש כושר. למה היו צריכים להאריך ולאמה והבינם בו? ואומר רב יסף, בילוי והווי פירוקת. דווקא רב יסף, מוצאים להשוי ישפיה. מגוב למסדיס, מה ידעי? Mensch, know that. It's not the idea. ונראה לי, דייץ צריך למי מהרוכה כהלכת ולעתיק שלו, ולרוב המניחה, דימי כמה שלו. Because the Gemara mentions all that, because why does the Gemara only ask against Rav? Even against Rove, so it's difficult. Why? Because the question is, why does the Mishnah mention this thing? According to Rove, that the whole time of Yifon and Echta, is because of an Yidimitzuim Likainei. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that Im Yeshal Ovein, Eini Yochel Yifon and Echta, and Im Yeshal Ovein, Yitzkai Bechitzma? Of course, if she does, he cannot say Yifon and Echta, and Echta. And Eini Mamikayim, naturally it's good. I mean, what would anyone say, even for one moment, that if the Shliya doesn't say Yifon and Echta, and Echta, even though Eini Mamikayim, so it's not good? According to Rovi, the whole purpose is to authenticate the signatures, to establish that the signatures were not forged. So if he cannot say, but Eidim Amikayim, of course it's good. What's the big chiddush of the Mish? So this is why the Gemara says, So then we can understand this why the Mishnah has to tell us. Because there is a Chiddush. The two Mekomashim must listen. The Yilav must listen. Hava mine, kim dikim shtores de rabbonon. Vihochem mishem ikun akilo. Ulechatchile beidechot. Sheyema, bifon aynech tam sage. Umikzmino lo kcas adin de reise. Keheched ul titage mitesiv. Hasht name, kim dal tpikeach mishadalo. Vichihave name shlich vayisha. Hisha ite pikeach hame. אלו דחילי אמצי, וחי גבני, כהיכן ולתאגי, נוקל בו, ונקמה לגמרי דרייסי, ולוי, ליבוי יקים כלל, קומש ולון דלילון, לגרוי המטרי לחד אקילו בו, אבל למי שבלי כלום, כולה היי לא יקים. אלו, אם אני אוכל, שיימה, היא עסקיים בחי סמוב, והיא לא יגד פוסל, ולתנוס יד שעסקיים בחי סמוב, ובקיום מי סגד לחשינו לשמו, אלו לרבי קשי, דוליקה למי חש לשמו. So this is the reason as to why the Gemara mentions all the Shachletariya, Ravinobo. Why? Because the Gemara and the Makshin anticipated that the Tarzan could tell him, why do you ask against Rabbi? You can ask against Rabbi too. What kind of a Chiddush does the Mishnah tell us? According to Rabbi, that the whole town is because of Kiyum. So what kind of a Chiddush is it that if it can't, the Shliach can't see for Nechtam, and if Eidim Amikayim, so it's good. Naturally it's good. It's always good with Eidim Amikayim, according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, so that's the best thing in the world, according to Rabbi. I mean, nothing could be as good as I could have said him who Amikayim the signatures. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? So in order to preclude a kashe by a rebuttal by the Tarzan, and we say, and Alibe de Rove Miniche. So that's why the Gemara says, Vavinam. Now, Bishleime, according to Rove, we understand the Mishnah very well. Because according to Rove, the whole Tamil for Nechtam for Nechtam is because of Kiyum. So, Mimele, if the Mishnah didn't tell us of that case where a Shliach was appointed while he was a Pikeach, and then the last moment he became a Cheresh Gomor. So, it's in Yeshua Vedim Iskayim Yechayismov. I could say that in such a case, he doesn't have to, he don't have to do anything. Because since with the Rai say, the Machsum Ashtana Shkach, this is the best. But the Chachomim were Mach. And the Chachomim were Machmir. So the Chachomim, I could say, the Chachomim were only Machmir, that Lechatchile, he should get a Shliach, he should send it with a Shliach who witnessed the signing. But if that Akone was conformed, was complied with, and he did witness, and he was a Pikeach. But then the last moment, accidentally and unexpectedly, that Shliach became a Cheresh, so then maybe it's not necessary to do anything. Maybe we can rely on the Midraise. So if the Mishnah hadn't told us, then we could say that since Midraise, the Shliach doesn't have to say for Nechtam. And it's only Midrabonon, so in the case where the Shliach, where the Baal who sent the Shliach, tried to comply with the Takores Chachamim. But then, unexpectedly, there was an accident, and the Shvi'at last moment became a Cheresh, and they couldn't say the Fonatim for an Echtam. So then the get can be delivered without Kiyum. So come Ashkelon. So the Mishnah tells us, no, that even if the Shliach, if the Baal did everything to comply with the Akores Chachamim, and then the last moment, unexpectedly, something happened and the Shliach became a Cheresh Gomor, so it cannot be delivered without Kiyum. It still has to be delivered only if it's Niskan Chizmah. So that's the Chiddush. But the question is, but according to Rabbi, it's difficult. So why? Why is it enough if this kind of chesmov? We still have to be chesheish for lishmov. This is how the Rashba explains the Rabinumbo. So the question is, what I don't understand, why now the Marsho, I mean, the Marsho knew the Rashba because he mentions the Rashba. So why did he reject the Rashba's pshat and he adapted another pshat? I mean, the Rashba's pshat seems to be very simple. Not that there is anything wrong with the Marsho's pshat. The Mashal Pshat is also right. But what's wrong with the Rashba? That I don't understand. Alright. So the Gemara says, the Kashe, the Rav Niche, the Rabbi Kashe, so even if it's this kind of chesmov, so why is it good enough? There is still a possibility, maybe it's only lishmo. So the Gemara answers, this Mishneh has reference to the time when the people, the Jews in Chutz Loretz, became knowledgeable. So they became knowledgeable in the Tzvara Mishneh. Because this is how the Gemara applies this Mishneh to the period when they are already knowledgeable. So Yehoche Yochanami, Monefshech, if it is if the Mishneh has reference to the period of Lacha Shalom Du, of Lacha Shalom Du, so Mimele, even Yochel, shouldn't be necessary to for the Shliach to say for Nechtam for Nechtam. And in Yeshua Vedim is so, Amikai and Dechsime should be good enough. So the Gemara says, Gzeira Shem Yarze, Dova Liku Kule, Yoche in Yoche Name. So it shouldn't be enough if Vedim Amikai and Dechsime because of Gzeira Shem Yarze Liku Kule. So the Gemara answers, Mbiki Av Nishraj Bo Zishrich, Mbiki Av Nishrich Bo Zishrich, Mbiki Av Nishrich Bo Zishrich, ותנען הוא איש עצמם ויהיה גיטו ובלבד שצריך עולים לפלח ולנחת so the Gemara says של איתך לי בשליחס יהוכה פעל נעמה הלא מתניה הוא עצמי של גיטה אם צריך עולים לפלח ולנחת so why not let's say של איתך לי בשליחס so the Gemara says די ממה יום הרבונו צריך עולים לפלח ולנחת 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 חוץ מכך שלכות לב דיינינו, מכיר לעשי שלי לגשם, מין הבידוש, נקות לעשי שלי, אך ועדי לענוך, ורוב ניח לרבי קשה, נקות נזכה עם יחי ישמו, ועל אימפקין לשמו, לאחר שלא עומדו, לבואי לשמו, יוכל לא עומדו, יוכל נענו, ונצריכה, אם אפשר לקיים מבעידים, ולפתוח לי מפונת לפני נחתם, ושם, even if it's possible to be מכיים תחסים, so by יוכל, אם לאחר שלא עומדו, אבל גם לא עומדו, לא יוכל רבון את הקטאי, זה אירה שם יעדו בלכו כולי, וישכחו. הילק השנה מצורך השליח, בלי תקשור לשמו, וישר לשליח שביהיו עצמם ויהיה זגיתו, ותר השליח שלו יסגר יש ביהיה שלגיל איזה מפייני, ובא שלי יצריכו, בפרק בייס מסבין המחמות הקידל יוד יקר שם, ושנים די, די סו עד בייס מפייני, בתיר השליחס, של תחלו משליחס, שינוי הוא, לכל כל חכומים בין שליח לשליח, אבל הודין יוכל להבחיל לכו, שערי הוא צריך לימר, אלו שיאפשר. סוף אמרה שיצמה שמה, that the pshatin שלו יתחלי בשליחס. תחלי בשליחס means that loy plug the chachomim didn't want to make a distinction between one shliach and another shliach, but hoden yochel, so it's not a chiluk in the requirement of for the nechta for nechta. Aber hoden yochel afchiluku shalutz rachlim marel sheyefsh. So from Rashi it's mashma that anisha. That a nisho, that when a nisho is a shliach, it has the same degree of loy shchiche. It has the same degree of loy shchiche as pikiach and mischarish. But then you ask, so why is it? So why is it that vis-a-vis pikiach and mischarish? So we say milsim loy shchiche goes b'rabon. And vis-a-vis isho, which is equally loy shchiche. So we do not say goes b'rabon. And there we say, that she has to say for Echta for Echta. So according to Rashi, the terrace of the Gemara is Loitachle Gishlichis. True, that Bill said Lishlich because of Rabbanon, but here there is a loch of Loitachle Gishlichis. But according to Rashi, it appears that Isha is just as Loishchiach as Pigliach Mishraish. And from this, it's also much better. Pirish, Bishlich has the Had, the Gazrin, or Had, the Rishriach, or the Had, the Shriach. I will betray you, or the Had, the Gazrin. So it's Mashma from Tesis also, that we are gazing here, Had, the Rishriach, or the Had, the Shriach. But betray you, or the Had, not. In other words, Rashi explains it on the basis, because by Pekeach, when it's Harish. So I mean, all right, the Tesis discusses something else. Why aren't we gazing here? Why aren't we gazing here? Had, Trei Otochad. So Teisa says, Trei Otochad, we're not Gezer. But Chad, Otochad, we are Gezer. Chad, Otochad, we are Gezer. But from Rashi and Teisa, it appears that Isha has the same degree of Rishriche as Pekiah Mishraish. But the Ramban's Pshat is different. The Ramban's Pshat is different. Now, as the Ramban says, that the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kashmir. So the maxim assumed that Isha has the same degree of unusualness as Pekiah Mishraish. So then the Gemara goes to tell it, so Mitachli Mishliches. In other words, there are all kinds of degrees in unusualness. True, Milsa Mishlich because of Rabbanon. So that doesn't mean that anything that is a little unusual.